This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Hearing it from a lot of people right now, the RNC National Convention is going on right now, and you're hearing some of these people that, you know, quite honestly are losers that are getting out there. They're Republicans. And they say, I'm a Republican and I'm voting for Joe Biden. That's not actually true. You just lied to me. You're not a Republican. You're just a Democrat. If you were really a Republican, you would join me, which that would mean I'd rather chug bleach. It's not just going to happen. I'm a party loyalist. I'm the base voter personified. And there's next to nothing a Republican can do that wouldn't make me want to vote for him or her. And yes, if Trump even shot somebody on Fifth Avenue, I'd still vote for him. It will never make sense to me why someone who claims to be a Republican, someone who believes in capitalism, free markets, the Second Amendment, fewer regulations, fewer taxes, and freedom of speech, would latch onto a camp that peddled economic and intellectual serfdom. I don't get why the Republican Party, which loves America, would side with the most miserable punks on the planet who hate this country. And they're miserable. They're the most miserable with their Lexus and Whole Foods groceries and SoulCycle memberships, complaining about how awful America is. Really. Kamala Harris, a black woman, or actually an Indian woman, is the vice presidential nominee. Is this historic? Yes. Just that, you know, just that. If we're going to play identity politics, absolutely. Historic. Is she trash? Yes. Still. But only in America could her story be possible. This kind of junk doesn't happen in Jamaica or India. So, with Democrats being totally blind to how good they have and how all their heroes wouldn't even have a voice if it weren't for America, despite them comparing the society to something like Nazi Germany, why would you side with these people? Even if you side with them, if you vote for them, they're still going to hate you. They're not your friends. They're lizard people. And the same goes for the so-called Republican crew who back Hillary Clinton. You know, we're supposed to also be the party of anti-abortion. And that's a huge issue for conservatives, true conservatives. And these clowns supported baby killer Clinton and now Joe Biden, who, by the way, isn't Catholic. You cannot be Catholic and support infanticide. I haven't gone to church in years, but I do remember that's a pretty clear rule. Joe Biden is diametrically opposed to everything the GOP stands for as a party culturally and politically. And again, what type of black tar heroin are you stupid idiots taking? Is it all based on personality? You don't like Trump's tweets and his character, right, etc.? Too bad. A lot of people didn't like Trump's character to begin with, though. If you're a billionaire not having sex with porn stars, you're probably doing it wrong, right? I don't care about his alleged affairs. We all knew we weren't voting for a saint. We were voting for an agenda personified in a man who said he was going to bring it. And he brought it. We voted for an agenda based upon what we were hearing because we weren't hearing it from the other 17 wannabes. And that's just on the Republican side. His agenda was what 85% of America agrees with anyway. How would that not be your guy in the 2016 general election? You know, I might be a little excited seeing the base experiment maybe fully adopt this right-wing populist direction it's currently undertaking. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm a very pleased Trump Republican. If you need to pin me down on where I stand right now. And if you're voting against Trump because of rhetoric or whatever, you've missed the early elections, which were downright nasty. Politics is a nasty business. Backstabbing and corruption are part of the gritty world of politics. And you got to deal with it. You get to deal with it. And you have to be prepared to have your heroes disappoint you. The longer they stay in the swamp, the more likely that's going to happen. Now, Trump, no, he knew exactly what he was doing. He didn't do it for the money. He hasn't taken any money the entire time. He hasn't taken his pay. He's donated his pay. He wanted to get stuff done. And he's going to do eight and out. He won't run for office again. He'll just be an ex-president. These other people in politics, and I don't care which side they're on at this particular moment, most of them are prostitutes. Trump has focused on getting stuff done, and he did that by rebuilding our military. He reshaped the judiciary for the next generation. He protected gun rights, reduced taxes, he cut red tape, and he made progress on Middle East peace, and he created millions of jobs. Unemployment dropped across the board. Women, black people, Hispanics, Asians. Consumer and small business confidence reached their highest marks in years. If this isn't worthy of Republican approval, then this party is lost. Because they've lost their ability to see a winning record of accomplishment. And that's worth a second term for sure. And these guys are going to vote for Biden because he tweets. He's unseemly. He's coarse. He's not presidential. He's not. You know, he doesn't have respect for the institutions of government. What should we do with these yahoos? I saw Jeff Flake interview just today, I think it was. And, you know, ignore them because what they seek is a spotlight. There's a reason why MSNBC and CNN and other lying news outlets feature these clowns pervasively. They served their point in attacking Trump. It's an echo chamber. The party, blessedly, doesn't have this many weak, pathetic, and spineless members in the rank and file. I don't know any of these people that, well, I know some people that are not in office that are going to support Biden, but they say they're Republicans, and they're just not. All of these people, though, they are entitled to their opinion. They can have it. That's fine. Make your declaration, though. And I'm talking about Jeff Flake and John Kasich and Meg Whitman and Christine Todd Whitman and the other members of the GOP for Biden Loser Brigade. All of you are finished. You're not going to be Republicans and hold office again. You're not going to be appointed. You're not going to be part of any administration. Most of these people have been out of the game for 10 years or more. What do we care about what they have to say? John Kasich, he's out there trying to play the high game. His reason partially rests on trying to break the tribalism he thinks is tearing the country apart. That's the nature of politics, Governor. Their parties are for a reason, and the left has folks who would tear you apart like warm bread if they could do it and get away with it. And you want to know why? It's not tribalism. They hate you and everything you stand for since you, until recently, identified as a Republican. And these clowns, these Republicans for Biden, are a small sliver. They're traitors, no doubt about that. They never had the stomach for a bloody fight, let the Democrats eat them and ignore their screams when their new friends cannibalize them politically. Because it comes down to choices. Everybody makes their choice, and when they do, they get to live with their choice. Some may not like it, some may regret it, some may find it unfortunate. But once it's made, it's made. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. One of the big election issues is going to be the future of local police departments. That'll be both a local and national issue. Rasmussen recently released polls showing that Americans pay very close attention to debates about law and order. Right now, according to them, 50% of likely voters want to see harder crackdowns on urban unrest, while only 38% support continuing protests in cities. Overall, 72% are concerned about recent reports of urban violence. Over 60% of Americans said their feelings about the protests will have an effect on their November voting. This is not good for the Democrats. This may be their kryptonite. Conservatives have noticed for quite some time that the left never showed adequate concern about far-left extremism. The far-left has greater numbers, and unlike the far-right, is entrenched in major institutions like colleges. They hope to claim the anti-police violence as a historic win for their side. They can't claim that the Floyd protests had nothing to do with rioting. Protests have become linked now in America's minds with riots. That's called conditioning. We've been conditioned for this. And the organization seen as leading those demonstrations was Black Lives Matter, whose primary issue was defunding or abolishing the police. BLM leaders like Alicia Garza never hid their intent. Most activists there rejected talk of mere reform as too weak and compromising. Attempts by some skittish Democrats like Jim Clyburn to disown anti-police slogans can't undo the effect of many fellow Democrats embracing a group whose trademark demand is shutting down police. While some Democrats insist that defunding means simply reinvesting in alternatives to standard policing, Americans remain wholly unsupportive of replacing their local police departments with social workers, mental health respondents, charities, community elders, or healers, all stand-ins put forward by advocates of taking away police funding and firing cops. The Democrats are practicing polygamy. They have married both Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Consider the widely ridiculed video broadcast at the DNC convention, a montage of anti-police rallies. A compilation of recent Black Lives Matter and far-left protests plays in the background. Cross-dressing Billy Porter, sporting high heels and draped in a cheap split train cape, reminiscent of Audrey Hepburn's famous gown in Sabrina, sings a Buffalo Springfield classic from 1967. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? To offset the femininity of Mr. Porter, they chose to include images of 75-year-old Stephen Stills, now plump and avuncular, dressed in a crumpled blazer and what looks like thick bifocals, floating around with his guitar like a straggler lost on his way to the 50th anniversary of Woodstock. He's a washed-up septuagenarian and gender non-binary curio, through the protesters like a drug-induced nightmare from the Big Lebowski. But what would the alternatives look like? Who would the alternatives be? 13 cities have moved to defund the police, including Norman, Oklahoma, and metropolises like New York and Austin. And according to Forbes, 34% of Americans support defunding, while 53% oppose it. So Democrats must explain what the world will look like without local police departments before they can push it too far. They would say people would be kept safe by less violent experts, counselors, neighborhood organizers, clergy, artists, doctors, artists. They suppose that enforcement can be transferred into those community hands. But this has been tried many times. Whatever rules a society promulgates, someone will break them, and communities need agents of enforcement, deterrence, and restitution. And absent a perfect deity to administer justice directly, we have to settle for flawed humans, monitoring and limiting the behavior of other flawed humans. Past generations have tried to soften the harshness of policing by suggesting something less overtly brutal. Let's see what those historical examples most resemble. Which of these might happen in America, I guess. Like the courts of the Spanish Inquisition, for example. They began long before the 15th century, but they took a special form under the leadership of Torquemada. Cecil Roth's Spanish Inquisition describes the history of this institution and the anti-Semitism with which it is remembered. After they established a holy office in the late 1400s, the courts were not technically under the supervision of the crown, and they were not subservient to the Vatican. They were on their own. They were a force of their own. Their investigation of crimes against the Christian faith, as well as their determination of penalties, developed all the worst aspects of standard policing with none of the public accountability. In a 2005 history, Joseph Perez characterized the Inquisition as a religious institution at the service of the state. So that means tribunals, torture chambers, spies on every corner. The 15th century deep state, if you will. Then we had the French Terror. When they rejected the Bourbon Order, the French revolutionaries, particularly the Jacobins, wanted to do away with the guards and prisons associated with the kings and the aristocrats. And there were alternatives like the Committee of Public Safety. But the most famous iteration became the Terror, a massive decentralized form of discipline based on a familial model. According to Colin Jones' review of Jean-Pierre Gross's research into the Terror, the Jacobins emphasized the revolution as a familial event, with other historians astutely perceived as a band of bloodthirsty, patricidal brothers. Few people today think of the Terror as a family gathering, associating it either with the guillotine and with mass executions before screaming mobs. Coming up on the break, and I don't have enough time to give you the other examples. I'm going to do that on the other side, simply because some of you out there may be thinking there is an alternative to the police that hasn't been tried already. But they've all been tried already. Do we need reformation in certain things with police? Yes, absolutely we do. Are we even capable of that? Are we even capable of self-policing and not letting the power corrupt us? And is that something that we're going to have to keep in mind as we go forward? That all power corrupts? I would say yes. But first we got to lay out all these examples so that everybody understands. So if somebody says there's an alternative to policing, you want them, I'm going to give you some examples that have already been tried. Because it's true, everything's already been done. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump back in Washington, D.C. after visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin. Kenosha has been the site of recent violence and looting in response to the shooting of Jacob Bell. The president saying peaceful protests are okay, but what happened in Kenosha was not peaceful.
These are not acts of peaceful protest, but really domestic terror. My administration coordinated with the state and local authorities to very, very swiftly deploy the National Guard, surge federal law enforcement to Kenosha and stop the violence, and I strongly support the use of the National Guard.
There's no progress on a stimulus package, but that's not slowing down Wall Street. All three major indexes finishing with gains once again, the Dow gaining 216 points, the S&P 26, and the NASDAQ improved 164. This is USA Radio News. One of America's top infectious disease experts, Dr. Anthony Fauci, tells ABC's Good Morning America any vaccine will be rigorously tested.
You don't want a vaccine to be available widely to the American public unless it's been shown to be safe and effective. Safe and effective.
President Trump also says more rapid coronavirus tests are on the way. The test returns results in 15 minutes. Those tests will be given to folks at nursing homes. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has an update on the fire situation in California.
Firefighters are gaining some ground again against a huge wildfire burning east of San Jose, California. The 383,000-acre fire, now 60% contained, a gain of 10% since Sunday. The fire has injured at least five people, and it's destroyed more than three dozen structures.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. We're talking about various things that have been tried instead of policing, instead of police departments, police forces, by various people in the past, because you know, a lot of people here in the United States think we don't need police. We need to defund the police. You know, we can reason with criminals and, you know, drug demons and all these other guys. The next example of something that has been tried before is the Gestapo, 75 years ago, shortly after losing his office to the Labor Party. Winston Churchill said in a speech, "No socialist government conducting the entire life and history industry of the country could afford to allow free, sharp, or violently worded expressions of public discontent. They would have to fall back on some form of Gestapo, no doubt very humanely directed, as in the first instance." While Churchill was forcefully condemned for likening socialists to the Gestapo, his point still holds. Secret police, such as the Gestapo or Stasi, arise, we must remember, as an alternative to standard policing, and often with the same high-minded ideal. The idea behind such units was to enforce laws without the public feeling openly savaged, which, of course, that went right out the window. Then, believe it or not, there have been certain models where, and we see it today, but let's just refer to this as the Harper Valley PTA. Democrats will replace police departments with snooping prudes like the ones described in the 60s classic Harper Valley PTA. In the song, the note says, Mrs. Johnson, you're wearing your dress is way too high. While the song's fun treatment of hypocrisy made for comedy gold in the 1978 film version, which starred Barbara Eden, we should remember the eyewitness accounts from communist countries like Cuba and East Germany. Often community associations in such countries had structures similar to the Harper Valley PTA, but their snooping into people's personal lives could end with imprisonment or loss of their children. Or in certain cases, I remember this incident that I talked about last week where A kid was in his class, in his Zoom class, and they saw something in the Zoom class, and they sent the police out there to see the people. Remember that? Then, remember the movie or the story of the Scarlet Letter. Now, before you rush to reassign police duties to community elders and healers, you should reread that classic about 17th century Massachusetts. The heroine there, Hester Prynne, is not accused of being a witch. The same community that forces her to wear a scarlet A lives in our collective memory as the site of witch trials. And when you try to avoid the brute force of police action with the seemingly gentler touch of community counselors and advisors, you end up easily with mob rule. And the mob is not always a bunch of strangers dragging people to the guillotine. A mob can also comprise gossiping and priggish neighbors who know so much about you that they know how to condemn and punish you. Or then there is Ingsoc. In the George Orwell novel 1984, Winston Smith is the main character there. He works for an entity that wants to instill love with no visceral discord. And this book closes with Winston saying he loves Big Brother and embraces all the rules and regulations of the dystopian state. And to arrive at such a feeling of love, he's monitored by government agents, stripped of his privacy and trapped in room 101 and ritually tortured until he has a massive breakdown. When we want to replace the police with something else, we must ask, what is it we want to be rid of? Do we want to be rid of the uncomfortable, visible signs that we're being policed? And if that's the case, then the danger is that our replacement will work with propaganda and secret torture. It will be labeled as re-education, and they will use this to fix problems. And we'll end up with Ingsoc, the political party in charge of Smith's Nation. And, of course, there's the Manson family. The leftists who decry police brutality often romanticize community. It takes a village. They do this even as they follow the lead of Marx's Communist Manifesto and reject nuclear families. Black Lives Matter rejects patriarchal practice and seeks to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement and envisions family as the global black family. And these heady redefinitions of family as the community model put forward in conjunction with cults to dismantle the police function, that's not new. Cults have done this for years, with one of the most famous being the family controlled by murdering psychopath Charles Manson. Then we have something called the Symbionese Liberation Army. Do you remember those guys, SLA? They kidnapped Patricia Hearst. When they talk about defunding the police, remember that they don't want the police's work to disappear. They want to transfer the work elsewhere. And there's always a possibility the transfer duties will include armed and violent enforcement. Like the Manson family, the SLA, had strong racial and sexual obsessions, but they grew directly out of a movement to abolish prisons and police. They did not do away with weapons, however. They stockpiled weapons for their own use. They used weapons to kidnap Patricia Hearst. Then, of course, there's the KKK. After the Civil War, some Southerners came to hate what they saw as a police state. They viewed themselves as victims of Northern occupation and hated having Union troops police their communities. They believed that none of the institutions filling the Confederacy's vacuum were protecting them, so they started clubs as an alternative. And the alternative ended up being racist terrorism. Then there's Jonestown. All of these calls to defund cops comes from this utopian dream. They dream of a world without the local police department. That's to dream about another plane of existence where people magically coexist and cooperate and treat each other well. And there have been plenty of experiments on this. And, you know, like Jonestown. Jim Jones was a very charming and handsome man, but he was fanatically religious and heavily supported by San Francisco Democrats. And he led hundreds of followers to Guyana, and he promised to found a loving community devoid of conflict, racism, or oppression. And when things didn't work out, he convinced hundreds of them, to kill themselves and their children with poison Kool-Aid. So we do not have to depend on the imagination to envision a world without a local police department. There's plenty of examples out there to piece together. The things that we need police for, security, enforcement, investigation, discipline, do not go away when you eliminate local constabularies. That slides into the hands of other social forces, which almost always function without transparency. They have no due process or consistency. They are never less violent or more merciful to those who break a society's value system. So the Democrats cannot uncouple themselves in any realistic scenario from the defund police movement. Now they have nowhere to go but down, all the way to the bottom of the sea. The question is whether they will take the rest of us with them or not. And one thing will determine whether they sink alone or sink us too. And that's going to be the November election. We are at a very precipitous place right now where, for the first time ever, instead of small groups of people, we've got an entire generation, in some cases, thinking that this is the way to go. And if we don't get out there and participate, instead of that being what is thought to be the way to go, that'll be the way we go. So we got to go vote. We got to go vote. We got to buy guns. We got to have ammo. We got to be ready. Never ends, does it? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. COVID is the alien in the movie of the same name, or Michael Myers of Halloween movie fame. You can try to kill them or run away from them, but they have more lives than the average cat. They keep coming after you relentlessly and persistent, not going away until the movie ends. It has its own plan. It has its own life cycle, not through conscious thought, but via evolution. Viruses do what viruses do, regardless of the pronouncement of pandemic modelers, elected officials, or the all-knowing Dr. Fauci. And this won't end until the movie ends on November the 4th. A recent article in Scientific American put it succinctly. The only job of this virus is to replicate itself. It will make its way through all the susceptibles that it can find. Wuhan virus is not racist, sexist, or phobic toward any political identity group, despite claims to the contrary by the left. It is not interested in diversity, tolerance, reparations, or wokeness. In the early days, we heard incessantly about flattening the curve, and in terms of official policy, the White House set forth a plan in mid-March, 15 days to slow the spread. Trump announced this initiative from the podium along with the somber-looking Dr. Fauci and other task force members. Interestingly, when the virus was at its worst, Dr. Fauci didn't feel it necessary to don a large mask, unlike now when the pandemic is losing steam. Back in March, when it was at its heaviest, masks and social distancing were not in vogue. Common sense virus precautions were stressed, including staying home if sick, elderly, or with medical comorbidities. Hand washing was emphasized. Further recommendations were delegated to local or state authorities, depending on their varying situations. Those recommendations were announced March the 14th, along with the president declaring a national emergency, dedicating more than $42 billion in resources to fighting the Chinese flu carnage. That was only 3 weeks after Nancy Pelosi strutted through San Francisco's Chinatown declaring, "Everything is fine here." Trump's announcement was only 3 days after New York Mayor Bill de Blasio told New Yorkers to hit the restaurants. "If you're not sick, you should be going about your life." President blocked travel at the end of January, yet Democrats insist he acted too slowly. And at that time, Biden called the travel ban hysterical xenophobia. Trump was actually taking the virus serious while the Democrats were ignoring it. Slow Joe Biden piled on in his convention speech last week, saying he had a plan since March. But his plan was what Trump had already done and what Biden condemned at the time. Just another you know, example of Biden's habitual plagiarism. Now, none of the initial 15 days to slow the spread seemed to have an effect. 15 days turned into 50 days, and then 100 days, with no end in sight. As the months went by, Americans had to stay home, couldn't go out to eat or work out at the gym. We were banned from attending church or funerals unless the deceased was George Floyd, and everyone was required to hide behind a mask. Now, the originally proposed 2 weeks was designed to flatten the curve, preventing hospitals and the health system from being overwhelmed with more sick patients than they could handle. It simply delayed illness and death, letting people run but not hide. New York City and Italy had steep curves with a deluge of cases over a short period of time. Italy's healthcare system couldn't handle the surge, but New York City could, as evidenced by their empty makeshift hospitals and a 1,000-bed floating hospital. New Zealand flattened the curve completely, aided by their 1,500-mile water border and ability to shut down travel into the country completely, placing any new arrivals into strict quarantine. New York inadvertently didn't run or hide, but faced the plague head-on, rushing through and getting to the other side. Aside from Cuomo's decision to send infected patients into nursing homes, which reeks of gross incompetence at best or mass murder at worst, New York's current numbers are finally beginning to look good. New York's infection rate is now below 1% for 2 weeks running. Hospitalizations and ICU patients are the lowest level since March, and deaths have virtually dropped to zero. New Zealand earned international media praise for going over 100 days without any community spread of the Chinese virus. New York Times heaped praise on New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who sold a drastic lockdown with straight talk and mom jokes. I'm sure that the New York Times editorial board would probably wish she was the Democratic Party nominee, a global progressive icon, as they described her, rather than the old senile white bigot they're currently stuck with. But pride goeth before a fall. After being the model for the rest of the world, mom jokes and all, virus reality hit hard. New Zealand ran but couldn't hide, and they now have 100 new cases, now on lockdown once again. And 100 cases may not seem like a lot, but New Zealand is a small country, about the size and population of Colorado. Sweden is another example of not running or hiding, facing the virus head on, not closing down or mandating masks, and they actually fared better than New York. But once again, one of the things that nobody seems to want to face here is that viruses do what viruses do. There's only three solutions for getting through a viral pandemic. One is a vaccine, and despite 170 prospects working their way through clinical trials, an approved and effective vaccine may be up to 12 to 18 months away. And we can't run or hide for that long waiting. Two is the therapeutic, but for viruses, these are few and far between. Hydroxychloroquine is a possibility, particularly for symptomatic outpatients not yet sick enough to need hospital care. But the media and the medical establishment hysteria due to Trump once speaking about it favorably will ensure it is not allowed to save any lives. That won't be allowed. How many Americans died due to the left's hubris in denying Trump any credit whatsoever, even if it was a mere suggestion? The third is herd immunity, which may be as low as 20% when considering both antibody and T-cell immunity, the former easily measured, the latter not. New York and Sweden and many other parts of the world have hit this metric with rapidly dropping hospitalizations and fatalities. Endless lockdowns, closed businesses, mask mandates, and other restrictions are simply running and hiding from the inevitable. The virus is going to run through a population. It's going to leave a path of destruction and eventually burn itself out, as evidenced by previous viral outbreaks. It's like a tornado. When it touches down, It's going to do what it's going to do until it's done. Now, the collateral damage from these running and hiding measures is profound. Economic destruction, deferred medical care, and psychosocial despair are all real. Consequences of a flattened but prolonged curve. And the hospitals may not have been overwhelmed, but the emotions and souls of so many individuals and families have been decimated. There is no easy path through a viral pandemic, only a series of policy choices in the hopes of doing the least harm. This virus, the next virus, the past viruses, all of them, they're going to run their course. They're going to go through the population, large or small. And despite the assurances of politicians and scientists, you can run from them. You can try to hide from them, but you will get it eventually. And in the meantime, we have absolutely gone through a very heavy cost for all of us. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, I hope you will remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.